Now, in verse 11, we'd encourage one another. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. That's commandment number one. And that means that we'd encourage one another in the faith. And then, two, and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, they were doing this in Thessalonica. Edify means to build up one another. You and I should be a team working together. We should be giving out the word of God. And then he goes on to say, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And that's the third commandment. And then the fourth is verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And five, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, these three commandments right here seem to me to belong together. Understand those who teach the word. And it means that we should recognize them. Now, actually, Paul is speaking into the local situation in Thessalonica. Now, you'll recall he'd been there only just a month, less than a month, of course. And he had taught them, and the church began, we would say, from scratch. There wasn't a believer there till Paul arrived, did missionary work. So they've all been saved about the same time. Now, among those, there would be certain ones that would have the gift of teaching. And each believer is given a gift. I think the moment you're saved, those of you that have been with us through 1 Corinthians already know this, that every believer is given a gift. And you're to exercise it in the body of believers, to build up the body of believers. Now, there was some there that had the gift of teaching and of preaching and helping them. And I have a notion that the attitude could be like this. Well, so-and-so and I, we were saved at the same time. I knew him when. Where'd he get the idea that he can teach me? I was saved same time as he was. We should recognize in the church that certain men and women have certain gifts, and we should respect them. We should look to them. And he says here, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. The problem today is that the average teacher in the church, they pay no attention to him. And we've got a great many people say, oh, we believe the Bible's the word of God. Oh, we believe every word of it. Well, why don't they obey it? Why don't they listen when it's being taught? They don't. And it's almost nonsense today. And it's certainly hypocritical to talk about believing the Bible and then know nothing about it. One man said to me very candidly, he says, I believe the Bible from cover to cover. And he says, and I'm ignorant of what's between the covers. Well, he sure was. And the interesting thing is, that's almost an untenable position to hold. I think if you knew what was between the covers, you would believe it. But don't say you believe it and then be ignorant of it, because you betray immediately a hypocritical position. If you say you believe this is the word of God, then this is the thing you should listen to. Therefore, those that are preaching and teaching the word of God should be listened to. Now he says the fourth commandment, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. I have always appreciated people today who love the word of God, because I've always found that they become your friends. And I was telling somebody just the other day, one of the things I have so appreciated about this radio ministry are the number of friends that God has raised up to me across this country. Many of them have written and say their home is open to me. Well, I can't accept the invitations. I couldn't get around to all of them. And many of them say, you know, that when I'm in their town, they just do so many things for you. And they reveal a love. And my friend, when they reveal that love to me, because I'm hard to love, it reveals that they honor the word of God, because they do believe I teach the word of God. At least I try to. And then the fifth thing, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, all this comes together in one package. You can't have everybody running the church. And you can't have everybody running any kind of an organization that's Christian. You just have to have certain ones that are doing it. And I think the great problem in many churches today is that it's the case of the old cliché, the old bromide, too many cooks spoil the broth. You just need one to be the leader, and he is the one that should be followed. And when you have that, you have peace. But when everybody's trying to play his own little tune, you have anything but harmony and peace. So all of this goes together, you see.